Guys, welcome to another episode of Mess Mixologist. We're currently in Scotland. We're going hill walking, and I'm going to introduce you to the Scottish phenomenon that is Iron Brew. More to come on that in a bit. All right, guys, we've been to the shop. We bought our Iron Brew. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that on the walk. I'm going to let my friend David, here's David, he's going to introduce where we're off to.
Okay, so today we're up in the Lomond Hill, sometimes called the Lomond Paps, and the hill we're doing today is called Bishop Hill. It's a majestic walk. It's a bit dreich, as they say up here in Scotland. Hopefully it'll clear up and we can show you some of the fantastic views later on.
Right, we'll be back with you soon. I know it's a drink show, guys, but I'm going to give you a little bit of nature. I don't know if you can see or if I can zoom in. No. I'm going to turn the camera around. You've got to see this. Look at the balls on these things. Tell you what, they're not shy, are they? There'll be some men that watches the show that wish they had balls that big. Anyway, onwards. Right, guys, we're continuing up the mountain here. Iron Brew's in the backpack. So those of you who don't know about Iron Brew, like we said, Scottish drink, over 100 years old. They have their own tartan, which means technically you get your own tartan Iron Brew kilts as well. Let's move on and we'll give you a couple more facts up the hill. We are going that way. See you in a bit. Here we go, guys, some friendly locals. Sorry it's a bit cloudy, but the camera's getting wet. Well, don't think the cow likes you. Anyway, these are some Highland cattle on our way up the mountain. It's not overly good visibility today, but we're cracking on. Squires has got his hood on. Right, we'll see you in a minute. Guys, David has just corrected me. We're not in the Highlands. They're not Highland cattle. We're in the Kingdom of Fife. So they're cattle from the Lowlands or the Kingdom of Fife. For all you Scottish viewers out there, I don't want to get in trouble. So glad we've cleared that up between us all. See you in a minute. Right, guys, we're at a very famous lock here in Scotland. Not going to be able to see an awful lot of it, I'm not going to lie. But my friend, famous local tour guide, and celebrity from past episodes such as Five Men Out of Bothy and the Scottish Rob Roy is going to give you a quick talk and a history lesson. I'm going to pass over to David.
You can see this majestic scene behind you, almost. This is where the famous Loch Leven is. So in 1567, Queen Elizabeth I imprisoned Mary, Queen of Scots, who many thought, of course, to be the real heir to the throne of England as well as Scotland, in a castle in an island in the middle of the loch. To keep her out of the way, of course, Mary was renowned for being a revered beauty, perhaps in distinction to Elizabeth, who didn't really look like Kate Blanchett. And she did escape, so she dressed up as a servant girl, and she was rowed across by the keeper of the castle, which she never came back to Scotland again. Eventually, she was captured, and Queen Elizabeth chopped her head off, which was in Scotland, and the head chopped off, as they say. And of course, remember, Mary had the last laugh, because her son, that's the story of Mary. A bit sad, but true.
Awesome, and for you, those of you there, you can't really see any of the view, but you know, it's over there somewhere. We'll be back soon. Ladies and gents, we're at the summit of our hill, and on the top of everyone, there's a cairn. This thing here. Sometimes it's just made of rocks and stones. Sometimes there'll be official one concreted in at the top. Don't ask me how they get them to the top of some of them, because they're massive. We're doing some bigger hills later on in the weekend, but unfortunately the show got out by then, so follow me on Instagram or whatever if you want to see the other ones we're going to. But there you go, that's the top of it, a cairn. We're going to find some shelter because it's pouring with rain, and we'll finally get to enlightening you about the beauty of the Scottish drink, Iron Brew. I know that this bit is misty, guys, but I've got to show you the beauty of it here. It's phenomenal. When the sun's out, you can see for miles as well. On a personal note, for me, and I'm sure you guys got it as well, the sea, the forest, the mountains, an unbelievable place of solace. Come and clear your mind. Don't think about work. Take on nature, the tides, the wind. I'm trying not to fall as I say this. If For anyone that doesn't do it, I imagine most people that tune into this show, it's a yachting show, you're pretty much into travelling and adventure. But if you don't, I think step out of your comfort zone. We started doing these, they're called Munros, not actually mountains in Scotland, but we started doing these a few years ago with a group of friends. This is actually an extra jaunt because we're at the rugby tomorrow at Murrayfield, watching Scotland Tonga. Come on, Scotland. So David and I came up here for a last minute jaunt, but you get yourselves into nature. I think it's fantastic. See different places, meet different people. So that's Ben McGuire's top tip. We are getting around to the drink. I felt a little bit emotional in these hills, so I thought I'd give you a bit of my views. Right, speak to you in a bit. Right, guys, we're at another famous bit. So we're going to our resident tour guide. Over to David.
Okay, you see this here, it says John Knox's pulpit, which is down that way, which is a natural amphitheatre. So who's John Knox? So John Knox is one of the leading lights in the Covenanters movement centuries ago. So the Covenanters were Protestants, and they had to worship in secret. Preach services in the Protestant faith or denomination. You'd have hundreds of people come up here to participate in it. So, a very well known person in the history of religion in Scotland.
They must have been keen to walk all this way.
Absolutely, it was in the heart.
I like that.
And my great, 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 great uncle Neil Payton was one of the original Covenanters as well. My brother's named after him.
Good lad, Neil. Right. Onwards we go. Right, guys, so we promised you a chat about this mysterious Scottish drink, Iron Brew. I know it's about 100 years old. I know they got their own tartan because I googled it today. I wonder if my friend David has some more information because this says Iron Brew Extra.
Yeah, well, Iron Brew Extra is kind of like Coke Max or Pepsi Max.
Right.
So it's got all the flavour, none of the sugar.
Why?
Why has it got none of the sugar?
Yeah.
Well, a sugar tax came into Scotland.
Right,
so the main Iron Brew itself got reduced by 30%, at the same time they introduced this.
So what happened to the main Iron Brew?
They still for sale at 30% less sugar, and then it was amazing though, when they took the sugar out, lots of people bought cupboard loads of it, literally.
Yeah, I heard it's stockpiled. Stockpiled it.
Absolutely stockpiled the Iron Brew, yeah.
So one other fact I know about Iron Brew, it's the only place in the world that outsells Coca-Cola.
I think it's 2.5 times the amount of Coke it sells.
I mean, I went to a supermarket the other day, a whole shelving road dedicated to Iron Brew and Iron Brew stuff. So before we go into the tasting, what do we find today? Iron Brew jelly babies. We're going to give those a nice taste. So let's give it a taste. I mean, it's not the first time we've tasted
one,
it.
One of the simple reasons why it outsells everything else is because people drink a lot of alcohol in Scotland. Iron Brew, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is the best hangover cure going.
But we've also mixed it with booze the night before and used no what kill or cure. We've used this the morning after the night before and drunk it the night before.
I can also tell you, given the profession where my friends are out here, Iron Brew with HMS Spirits Dreadnought Gin is a fantastic
mix. Oh, it's
nice.
It's fantastic. It's good. And whiskey. It's a weird flavour, isn't it? It's not like anything you've ever tried before. Could you put it into words what it is?
It's made from Girders. Hmm? Made from Girders, that's what they say. It's a famous advertising campaign. Gives you strength.
It's got the strong man on the front. Let's show everyone the strong man on the front.
There you go. So if you have an iron deficiency, forget your tablets and your supplements. Get the Iron Brew down you.
Iron Brew. So for absolute Spartan hill walkers like us,
it's the only thing to drink on the hills.
If you try these live on camera, I don't know what these are going to taste like, Dave.
It's plenty good. If it's Iron Brew in it.
They look good.
Is it Iron Brew jelly babies?
Yeah. Give them a go.
Whoa. That's not half bad.
Are they good? Oh, good. Same, you guys can't have one, but there you go. Well,
it's a little caramelly taste.
Yeah, it does. I think it's available around the world, isn't it?
Yeah. It's exported all around the world. Bars is the original people who made Iron Brew, and they say their biggest export market is England.
Is it? Very nice.
Tongue in cheek.
We read today it's second to Coke in the UK.
It's amazing, really.
And it overtakes Coke in Scotland. So, guys, this is that mythical, beautiful, bright orange Scottish drink, Iron Brew. We've taken you on a tour of our trip today. Hope you've enjoyed it. The weather hasn't been ideal, but we've braved it. And we'll see you next week on the Mess Mixologist. Take care.
Cheers, man.